So I have a beard right now, right? I'm 4 months into a beard. I've never had a beard before, but that's how much I don't like shaving. Well, my wife says to me the other day, I miss your face. Can you get rid of the beard? And it's perfect timing because I discovered Henson Shaving. Their website is hensonshaving.com. And when you use our promo code JJR, you get 100 blades for free.
I've tried them all. I've tried every blade. I've tried every electric razor. This is the one, though. It's better because virtually all other razors, they don't support the blade well enough. And I use them. My wife loves them so much, she brought one for herself so she could do her legs and everything. Such a great razor. Hensonshaving.com, promo code JJR.
You're about to listen to our podcast where we open up a giant package from somebody, and it turns out it's from a celebrity. We had no idea. And then we get into Rich's, he hosted a big event over the weekend. This is Afterwards, John Jay and Rich.
It's the show after the show. About the show. John Jay and Rich present Afterwards.
Okay, we're rolling for the podcast now. We've got this huge package in the mail. In fact, Ken Cummings, who lives in the building, sent me a picture of his box over the weekend and said, you have a package. And then Grant, who always loves to, like, you know, he looks at our packages.
That's right. He goes,
you walk by this and you're like, hey, what is this?
Yeah, do we know what this is?
Nope. Don't.
No idea.
Why don't you, since we're opening this package up on the air, do you want to describe it?
Yeah, it's a square box.
Mm-hmm.
Go on.
Period.
No,
it's a square box. It says pen plus gear. It, but it also says small box.
It's heavy, though, right?
Yeah, and it's addressed to you gentlemen. So I didn't want to open it without asking because that's a federal offense.
So is it, when you say small box, though, it's like the size of...
That's not small.
That's not small.
No. That's big.
I mean, well, maybe for pen and gear it is.
It's 14 by 14 by 12.
Yeah, come on.
For anyone who wants to measure.
Like Let's right see. There.
What's in the box?
You think it's food?
Wow, you were really aggressive opening that up.
It was like really
tasty. Ooh, there's a note. Ooh. Do you want to read the note?
Oh, the handwriting looks so nice.
John Jay and Rich and the rest of my new Phoenix fam.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Okay.
Ooh.
Nice handwriting.
Is this a new, like, a seal?
It says, thank you. Oh, lots of words. I've been hearing all over the place that my, I've been hearing all over the place that played my song Forever Plus One on your show. And said some pretty sweet things about it. So I just couldn't go another minute without thanking y'all from the bottom of my heart. Oh. I appreciate that more than you know. I hope you get it, blah, 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 blah. All of you, I hope to meet you in person in the very near future. Love, Chase Martin.
The country guy. Mm-hmm. That wedding song you were playing.
Your stalker's son.
He said this is going to be a big wedding song.
Here, and there are four smaller boxes.
Son?
Oh, that's to Kyle.
Is it a guy? Chase Martin, a guy or a girl? Joey Bradford has something to say. Yes, Joey.
Yeah, we played it a couple weeks ago. It's a female.
It was a female.
Oh.
Yeah. Rich, says Rich said it was a guy.
No, not a guy.
That's Austin Burke.
Oh, I thought it was...
John Jay, this one's for you.
That's so nice, Chase Martin.
Chase Martin, Ricky Martin's little brother.
Wish we could play music on the podcast or we would play it here.
Here, do you guys need a sharp implement?
Something.
So sweet.
I think that's coming open on its own.
I got a pen here. Sealed.
You think she's be mad that you said something over her card? Like, you want to read their whole emotional card?
No, I mean, it wasn't emotional. It was just thanks.
Well, that was...
She has really
so
nice handwriting.
Here, I got a pen.
Things about her, so I just couldn't get another minute without thanking you all from the bottom of my heart. I appreciate it. I meant more than I know. You know, much love, Chase Martin.
La, 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 la.
La, 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 la. Et cetera, et cetera.
I think I remember now. I feel like I need to hear the song.
I know.
It's a race. Kyle has the most of her box open.
Was that the wedding song?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rich is in second
shirt.
Place. John Jay in third. Suzette in fourth.
Losers Bar and Grill.
Oh.
Oh, that's cool.
Well, I'm pregnant. Nobody's helping me. So I'm just kidding.
I wonder what I got.
That's what
it's
I
like
say
a
every
bottle
time
of
now.
Something here. Wow. For those listening at home, this is quite a spectacle. There are four boxes being opened.
Ooh,
thanks.
Some sort of alcoholic beverage, perhaps.
Ooh.
I lost my pen.
It's a bottle.
It's a bottle? Peyton, come here. Come here, Peyton.
Ooh, whiskey.
Nice.
Peyton, you like whiskey?
Whiskey jam.
Here, Peyton, there's a bottle of whiskey.
Whiskey?
For your wedding.
What kind of whiskey for my
What's
wedding?
Whiskey
wedding?
Jam. Is this like her...
Maybe they serve it at this Loser's Bar and Grill.
Suzette, don't chug it.
Oh, no.
You're pregnant. Suzette, no.
Don't say that before people come after me.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, your husband collects whiskey, right?
Bourbon.
Oh, just dump it then.
No.
Maybe I'll start a whiskey collection.
Whiskey jam.
Well, this brand was actually created by a close-knit group of Nashville songwriters.
Oh, wow.
As a reason to get together and share song stories and whiskey.
Whiskey jam.
Rich, can you teach me a song how to play on the guitar and
sure.
drink whiskey?
Yeah, no problem.
We've been waiting on this a long time.
Tennessee whiskey's
you
only.
You have that ready.
You can play out of the podcast.
What's that
that's not copywritten by anybody.
Rich,
you want to copyright this for me? No, thanks. We're fine. Signed copyright people.
That would be funny, though, if we got a lawsuit. It's from Rich.
Yeah. We all got served.
We get called in a corporate.
That was my bridge you used illegally.
How many times did I have to tell you? No audio on the podcast. But also nice.
How does she know that we played her song?
Does it?
I don't know.
Maybe people notify her?
Chase Martin. Let me look her up.
Yeah, I like that. Got to download her whole thing now. I want to hear her music.
I wish I knew the story behind, you know what I mean? Like
the song?
Well, just like the gifts. Like, obviously, very cool.
Yeah, she should call
Nashville.
Us. She should call us.
Can we call her? Joey, can you get Chase Martin?
I wonder if she has nice feet.
Oh, my God.
Oh, she's got abs. Oh, Chase, yeah.
We should DM her.
So she's not drinking a lot of that whiskey jam. She got abs.
Is her Instagram
zero carbs
handle?
No
we
sugar.
Should point out right now that Suzette's not drinking the whiskey. She's just having a snack.
Yeah. Chase Martin music.
Mini yogurt.
She's music. A Chase
oh,
Martin.
Oh yes.
Music.
Follow.
Oh hello.
Yeah, let's follow.
Well, oh, she does have nice feet.
You would go there.
Chase very pretty.
Martin.
Ooh.
Oh. Okay, Chase Martin.
Oh, cute. She's really cute.
Oh, okay, good podcast, you guys. Good podcast.
Oh, look at her singing Peaches. Oh, she's thirst trapping in these white jeans. Look at her. Okay, Chase Martin.
Okay. Everyone listening can see.
Well, they can go to her Instagram.
It's cool.
All right.
Playing a cool guitar. Cool pink. Telecaster.
So, Rich, how was hosting the Miss Arizona pageant?
Terribly frightening and terrifying in every single way.
How for you? This is like you're in your element during
okay.
these things.
I can understand like the fun part of saying, "Hey, let's go on stage and introduce somebody," but it was a lot. There's a lot of moving. They're very organized at Miss Arizona, but there are a lot of moving pieces to the show. And normally, I think you would have somebody with like a teleprompter or maybe a director backstage or, something like that. I had a script that I could only read when the spotlight was on, so I had to remember a lot of it. And I really wanted to get it right. I wanted to get everybody's names right. So in rehearsal, I said, if I get anybody's name wrong, please feel free to tell me because I want to make sure that I pronounce it right. And I would say somebody's name. And it was like so, they were so violent about correcting the names, right? I would say, welcome to the stage, Kirsten Marie. It's Kirsten! You better say Kirsten! So I was really getting my ass handed to me early during rehearsals. Rehearsal on Saturday was 3.5 hours long at the theater, the real-time rehearsal. So I went back to the little room like and just really had time to change and kind of mellow out and look over the script a little bit, and then it was showtime. I mean, there was no time to like eat and hang out, and so that's when I got super 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 nervous. Well, the show starts, and the show starts beautifully, and it's fine. I go out and say hi, and the audience is great. But towards the end of the night, they do this thing that you guys have been a part of. We've all been a part of. Anybody who's hosted anything in front of a live audience has been a part of when they're not ready for the next stage, whatever the judges haven't tabulated their votes. So I hear somebody yell from the side of the stage, "We just need you to vamp." And I said, "For how long?" Thinking 30, 40 seconds. Vamp, like just talk to the audience. And I said, okay, for how long? And they said, about 10 or 15 minutes.
Oh.
And that's when I felt the same way I felt when I was flying in that F-18 and everything went gray. I was so terrified. So fortunately, somebody had the idea to move something like another talent up or something like that. But so I only had to vamp, as they say, for about a minute and a half. But overall, I think the show was fun. I had a good time doing it. But that moment was terrifying. Mm. Terrifying. That moment when you're just looking out there and you're like, oh, God, vamp. What do we talk about? There's kids out here. You can't make dirty jokes. You can't go too off the rails. You got to be nice to everybody. You know, we get canceled in this moment if you say something that's just a little bit off. And all of that came flooding in. So I just let people tell dad jokes. Just, you know, kind of held out the mic and let them yell out dad jokes
for
a few seconds.
Yeah,
for Father's Day. That was it. And then it ended, and we crowned a winner, and she seems perfectly lovely and going to do a great job. So I think that's got to be my last year, though. I don't think I can do it again.
It's
too much
stress.
It's great.
A lot to have to memorize that. Mm-hmm. Like, you didn't even have cheat cards or anything?
There was about an hour on stage when they were doing talent where I had little cards with people's names, but I would forget which one I read because, you know, the talent takes a minute and a half. And I'm like, did I already read Miss Australia Mountains or whatever that was? And I thought I was going to screw up the whole. There's probably 30 times I thought I'd screw it up. And fortunately, either they adjusted behind me or it just happened to be in the right order. But there's a lot of moving parts to screw up for somebody. Like, we're DJs. We're used to saying, you know, ladies and gentlemen, do a Lipa, and then we're done. And then we walk off stage.
You can't even say that right.
You can't even do that right.
do a Lipa.
Terrifying.
It's a tough room.
Yes, yeah. So
I was thinking, if John Jay was with me, well, there's all sorts of stuff. First of all, Miss America was supposed to come co-host. She did not come co-host at all. So it was just me doing it. There was about an hour on stage where I was by myself just leading the show. Like, next talent. And they're like, if, you know, they're bringing out a piano or something, slow down the intro so that they can get the piano and the microphone set up for the next person.
I know.
And you just kind of had to feel it out. So it was a lot.
Do you feel for Steve Harvey now that he messed
up? I totally feel for Steve Harvey. Because that's the other thing. They give you the judge's results, but it's not like it's a computer readout. It's some dude's chicken scratch, and you can't see it. You can't see the cards because the lights aren't bright enough. So it was just that I remembered, kind of. Like,
and you don't think you're going to host it again next year?
I don't think so, no. I don't think
your girlfriend runs the pageant?
I don't know. She's doing it next year. I think she might be stepping down, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But she's done it for like 20 years, right?
She's done it since 2013, I think.
She's just going to walk away?
Well, she's been training her her protege has been training with her for like the last 5 years to sort of take up, because it's a big job.
Oh, I bet.
It's big.
Organizing something like that's got to be insane.
I was just thinking of like when the lights went down, all the stuff I didn't see, like when they all come out and there's, I don't know, 80 or 100 girls and they're all doing the same choreographed dance number and they're using all the stage and they're walking in between each other and the lights are moving and there's dance moves and all
like
that.
Like Miss Congeniality?
Yeah,
that's
just like
picture.
That.
Oh.
Just like that, where they come out and they just all know their stuff so well. Like, they just got it all nailed. So it looks like a big production. You're like, well, I'm going to come out and screw this whole thing up for them. Why? A news anchor would be perfect for that.
That's too bad you're not going to do it, because I had a surprise for you.
Next year?
Chase Martin has confirmed she will perform. She's performing at the Miss Arizona pageant next year.
Yeah, it was good. It was a good time. You can probably watch. We put some of the video up, I think, on our Instagram.
Yeah, and it looks and you sound great.
They were really sweet over there. That theater is awesome. It's right by your house, the Madison Theater. Have you been there for anything?
Never heard of it.
Incredible. It's right down the street from your house.
There's a theater by my house?
It's part of a school, and I mean, it is the nicest theater any of us have ever been in. They're teched out to the nines.
Where is it? Like, what?
It's right off.
Oh, Madison Center of the Arts.
I want to say it's right next to the Biltmore, right down the street.
Never heard of it. I hope I never have to go there.
You would love to go there to see like a Hamilton or something. The stage is giant. Oh. The seats are great.
Well, congratulations.
It's really pretty.
And that's our podcast. I finally shaved my beard. I had a beard going for 4 months. So then I go to the barbershop to trim my beard, and my barber, true story, is telling me about this new razor he has that's from Henson Shaving. HensonShaving.com. You'll get 100 blades for free when you use the promo code JJR. You can see how soft and smooth the shave was on my Instagram at John J. Van S.
You buy the razor one time and it's good for life. It's better for your skin. For me, I have sensitive skin and a thick beard. This is the best razor I have ever used, ever. HensonShaving.com.
Promo code JJR.